You're listening to Her Side Hustle, the podcast that teaches women how to build their business while working a 9-to-5. Each week, we'll hear the stories of female entrepreneurs on how they turn their side hustle dreams into a reality. I'm your host, Rachel Burke, and this is Her Side Hustle. Hey, Brittany, how are you doing today?
Good, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. Not too bad. Just taking a quick break from my full-time job to sit down and chat with you. And I know that, you know, we're all busy. So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat with me and chat about your business. I'm really excited to learn more. But just to give you a little bit of background, my goal for this podcast is to celebrate women who've been able to successfully launch a side hustle, some of whom maybe turned their side hustle into a full-time business. Others might still be working a 9-to-5 and hustling on the side to make some additional income. But whatever their story may be, I want to celebrate them and then share their stories in hopes of inspiring other women who, want this life for themselves. And I think that the hardest part is just taking that first step. And a lot of women, they don't know what they're capable of. They don't know where to start. And so I'm here to tell them that it's definitely doable. It's definitely worth it. And I really wanted you as a guest on the show today because I'm really intrigued by your story. And I love how you were able to turn something that you were passionate about into a, you know, profitable business. So with that being said, tell us about your company. What is Constellation Canine?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, Rachel. I'm happy to be here and really appreciate you including me on this and your journey. So my name is Brittany Dunbeck. I'm a professional dog trainer. I run Constellation Canine out of Wellington, Nevada. I help dogs and their owners shoot for the stars and reach stellar success through leadership and relationship-based balance training techniques.
Awesome. That sounds really fun. I've got a 6-month-old puppy, so I know firsthand how important training is. And I know that a lot of people, they get puppies and they don't realize what it takes and how much hard work goes into training a puppy. So I think it's great what you're doing. And also, people treat their puppies like children. Like, they pay big bucks to get proper training and for grooming and for puppy outfits. I mean, it's so funny these days. You know, it's definitely a good way to make some money. So I think it's really cool that you were able to find something that you're passionate about and that you're good at and to turn it into a profitable side hustle. So great job with that. That's really cool. But before we get into more details on Constellation Canine, I also want to hear about Brittany. You know, tell me about your background and the events that led up to starting, you know, your own business and kind of how you got to where you are today.
So I originally was in the Marine Corps and I got out due to a medical related injury and then started working for the government, the Department of Justice specifically, as an analyst. And I made that my career for about 5 years. During that time, I encountered some increased difficulties with my health. I have fibromyalgia, which is an autoimmune disease that is very debilitating at times. And it can be very unpredictable. And some days you wake up and you're feeling fine. Other days you can't even get out of bed without wincing and screaming in pain. And when I was working at my government job, I was dealing with a very, very stressful supervisor. And during that time, I had just accepted my dream position within this career path of mine and was doing everything in my power to make it work for me. But my health was just not where it needed to be. And the stress that the supervisor put on me ended up exacerbating a lot of my health issues. And I was taking a lot more leave, a lot more sick time. And eventually it came to the point where I had no more leave to take. And my supervisor just was not very empathetic, was not very understanding. And it escalated to the point where ultimately I ended up putting in my resignation because it just wasn't worth the physical stress on my body or the mental stress that I was enduring. We're talking daily panic attacks. Wow. I had a 2-hour commute from San Diego up to Orange County and, you know, dealing with the traffic and just, it was just not worth it anymore. And ultimately, you know, I decided to put myself first.
Wow. The ride, I live in San Diego and commuting from San Diego to Orange County would take forever. Like with traffic and everything, I don't even know how you did that. I almost took a job one time. It was a really great job, but it was also would be like a 2-hour commute or an hour and 45 minutes. However, that would be without traffic, and there's always traffic. So I didn't end up taking the job because I knew that my life would just be miserable, even though it would be great for my career. So kudos to you for you know, dealing with that commute for so long. I don't know how you did it, but I can understand how it got to you, because I'll tell you what, sitting in traffic every day is just awful. It's really my worst nightmare. And also, I mean, kind of switching a little bit of topics here, I'm so sorry that you dealt with so much pain, you know, while you were working. That sounds so awful. And, you know, daily panic attacks, I mean, it's just crazy what people go through, you know. Like, I feel like we're born to, or I guess we're raised to get a college degree, like make a lot of money, get a really successful job, and you know, kind of give up your happiness and your freedom just to make money and to be successful. But what is it worth? Like, are daily panic attacks and constant pain worth making a lot of money or worth having a great resume or a successful career? Like, no, maybe to some people, but I mean, not to me and clearly not to you. The older I get, the more I realize that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how successful we are. As long as we're happy, we make enough money to get by, like that really is so much more meaningful to me than to making, you know, $1 million and working 80 hours a week and not seeing friends and not spending time with family. Like, I don't know. I guess the older I get, the more my priorities change. So it's great that you were able to take a step back and just say, you know what, even though this was what I had planned, this isn't working out for me. And you know, it's time to quit and it's time to focus on myself and my mental health and my well-being. So I'm just happy that you recognized that and you made that change, because I think a lot of people, they don't ever recognize that, and then they continue to work in a job until they're 65 that they're absolutely miserable with, that ultimately ends up impacting their relationships outside of work, just because if you're unhappy you know, with your career, it's going to carry over into your personal life. So I'm definitely, you know, it's good to hear that you were able to recognize that and to move on. And so after you decided to quit, you know, what were you thinking? Did you have a plan B? Did you, you know, hey, I'm going to get into, you know, the dog training business? Did you have a different plan in mind? Did you have no plan? You know, what was going on at that time?
Before I actually put in my resignation, I was looking into other job opportunities, putting in applications and whatnot. Ultimately, though, I realized that my disability's unpredictability just wasn't going to cut it in your typical 9-to-5. And so I started looking at my passions and my hobbies to see what I could potentially make a career out of. And it kept me back to dog training. It was a hobby of mine and a passion of mine since I was a little girl. You know, I used to train my grandmother and grandfather's German Shepherds. And, you know, as I got older, I worked with different dogs, helped with friends' dogs, you know, got more dogs of my own that I trained, and just started helping out with the online communities. Ultimately, what kind of led me down that path was, because my health had deteriorated so much, my medical team decided that I was probably a good candidate for a service dog. And service dogs are inherently expensive. If you go with a program dog, you're going to spend anywhere from $10,000 or more just for the training. And it takes 2 years to fully train a service dog from the time that they're a puppy. And I didn't have that kind of money lying around, but I had a dog that had the temperament for it, that had the drive for it, and that I knew that I could train for my disability specific needs. And under the ADA, that is completely covered. The ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, allows for owner trained service dogs. So you don't have to go through a program. So I started training my own service dog. She's a Siberian Husky, which is not a common breed for service dog work. And to anyone listening to this, I do not recommend them for service dog work. They are not your stereotypical service dog. They require a lot of specific needs and a very specific person to handle them. So just had to get that disclaimer out of there. But I began training her, and as I documented my progress with training her, people had come to me asking me if I was a professional trainer. And this was overlapping while I was going through everything with my work. And so I started thinking back and just like, you know, why don't I go into professional training? I enjoy it. I feel called to serve and help people. I've always loved working with animals, specifically dogs. And like I said, you know, it was a hobby and a passion of mine. And so everything just kind of came to an aha moment. And, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there into this beautiful avalanche that Constellation Canine emerged from.
That's awesome. Now, how long ago was it that you, you know, you had that idea, you started it out, and you know, till today, how long has it been since you've had Constellation Canine?
So I came up with the idea almost a year ago to the day.
Oh, wow.
I quit my job a year ago, next week, actually. And so during that time, you know, it was just this idea that it came to me while I was sitting in the bathtub, actually. And, you know, the logo popped up into my head and the name came to me and I ran with it. And I actually started the process of creating my business. At the time, it was a sole proprietorship in Southern California. And I started that in January of 2020, so January this year. And so I've been open professionally as less than a year. But that in and of itself has been interesting because from the time that I started to the time that I could actually take on clients was from January to March. And so I practiced a little bit from March until June in Southern California. And then my husband got military orders and we had to move to Nevada. And so I went on this couple month long hiatus and I actually relaunched my grand opening in our new facility here in Nevada in October. And since then, it's been amazing. It's been nonstop. My client list is ever growing. My clients are amazing. And so I guess ultimately, realistically, you could say I've only been open for 6 months, but this whole journey has been about a year.
Oh my goodness. I definitely thought that you'd probably been doing this for a while, but the fact that you in 6 months have been able to start a successful side hustle turned full-time business is incredible. And also, you know, being married to somebody that's in the military, I'm sure that's tough. You know, you start in California, you're trying to build your clients and your foundation, and then you have to pick up a move, you know, in your industry, it's kind of like referrals and word of mouth. So I'm sure that that was tough to kind of have to, you know, start kind of from square one again and then throw COVID on top of that. You know, what the heck? That's a tough time, you know, January 2020 to start a side hustle slash, you know, now new business. So I can't imagine, but you did it and I'm sure you had failures. I'm sure you had, you know, ups and downs, but at the end of the day, you know, you're on top. So that's awesome.
This year has been a year of adaptability, mm-hmm. not just because of everything that I've been going through with my business and switching from California to Nevada and whatnot, but just because I launched during COVID on top of that.
Yep.
And, you know, it really made me look at the services that I was offering. And instead of doing a lot of in-person stuff, which I do with proper protocols in place, the whole situation allowed for me to create virtual training programs so that I could continue serving my clients in Southern California, as well as in other places across the country. And broaden my horizons so that I wasn't just limited to one geographical square, so to speak.
You pretty much had, what, 1 month, 2 months that you, after you started your business, that, you know, then COVID hit. So I'm sure that was pretty stressful for you. But like you said, you know, being able to adapt, being flexible, that's the name of the game for 2020. And also kind of the silver lining in this whole thing is that you were then able to, well, I guess you were forced to get creative and you turned to virtual training, which I think is kind of like the bread and butter in this situation. I mean, you can hit so many more people, you know, across the world and provide training services rather than just, you know, getting local clients. So it stinks that you had to launch, you know, in COVID, but at the same time, kind of a great opportunity, and a new opportunity that presented itself that you may have never even thought about. So, that's kind of, I guess, the silver lining that I see in that situation. But, you know, a question that I have for you is, did you ever at any point, you know, think to yourself, like, what the heck are you doing, Brittany? Like, I can't do this. I, you know, did you ever regret the decision to move? Did you ever have doubts? You know, did you ever have moments of weakness, or have you always been able to kind of stay strong and know that, you know, you were on the track to success?
Well, I think if you don't have doubts when you're an entrepreneur, you're doing it wrong. Just to just put it out there. I definitely do have moments of doubt, and then I also have moments of clarity. And I think it just comes with the job. Specific to COVID, you know, I was recently possibly exposed to somebody that had been exposed to somebody that was tested positive. And so that obviously kind of put a kink in my training with my current clients, because I take great pride in my client relationships, and the last thing I want to do is jeopardize them and their families. So I have strict protocols in place, but I still took it upon myself to reach out to my clients and let them know about my potential exposure and give them the option of either postponing to another date, doing a video virtual lesson instead, or carrying on with the lesson and just adding extra protocols, like working outside instead of in the home. And, you know, some clients took the, you know, we'll just postpone route. And some clients said, nope, we'll just go ahead and continue, and we'll just move the lesson outside. So this week, you know, has been kind of a down week for me, and the fact that I haven't worked with my clients this week, but I've still been in touch with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, outside of the COVID related stuff, you know, I work with animals, and each animal has a mind of its own. Each animal has its own past, its own background, its own fears, its own traumas, its own strengths. And I've been bitten, and, you know, it's never fun when you get bit by a dog, especially when it's your line of work. And, you know, sometimes that can cast a shadow of doubt. And, you know, I think imposter syndrome is something that is very real in my industry, as well as just with entrepreneurs in general.
You could see me right now, you'd see me raising my hand. Like, I am the queen of going through times of like excitement and confidence, and then times of being like, I'm an imposter. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? So yeah, you're preaching to the choir with that imposter syndrome comment.
You know, it's just, you know, did I make the right choice? Did I, you know, really think that I could handle this appropriately? And, you know, you have those days, you have those thoughts, but then you have to look at your successes, and you have to look at, you know, the silver linings and stuff. When I got bit by one of the dogs that I was evaluating, you know, luckily it wasn't a severe bite, but it very well could have been. The silver lining was that I already knew what to do if I got bit, and me staying calm kept me out of the hospital and kept me from needing stitches. And I still was able to give the dog a fair and accurate evaluation. And, you know, I have two client dogs here right now at my house for a board and train. And they are honestly the most difficult puppies that I've ever dealt with. Everyone thinks, oh, puppies are easy, they're so cute. Let me tell you, no, they're not. Both of these puppies were pandemic puppies, and so they didn't have the proper socialization that they needed, and they were around their owner for prolonged periods of time. So having that separation of, you know, when your owner goes to work for 8 hours a day and the dog's left alone for 8 hours a day, that becomes the dog's normal. But because this didn't happen with these puppies have such severe separation anxiety and a lot of other behavioral issues as a result of all of that. And so it's been difficult, and it's been challenging, and completely honest, like, some of these dogs, they've like made me question, you know, am I really cut out for this? But, you know, at the end of the day, looking back at the progress that they've made in the 2 weeks that they've been here from when they came in to where they are now, they are entirely different dogs. They still have their behavioral issues, but they have improved. And so as long as you can see the positives, and as long as you can find those silver linings in the midst of your doubt, of your cloud of doubt, then, you know, I think it's just, it's normal. It's part of the process, and you'll overcome it, you know, as you keep going.
This is why you're a dog trainer and I am not, because if I got bit by a dog, I would not stay calm and handle that well. I feel like I would start screaming and freaking out, which would then scare the dog, and it would just be a mess. So I'm glad that that you're in that profession and not me. And honestly, I hear you, girl. Like, I freaking have imposter syndrome as well. You know, you have good days, you have bad days. But I think that, you know, how you said that the dogs that you've trained are completely different than, you know, how they were when you first got them. That's right there. You know, that shows you that you're doing the right thing, that you're fully capable and you're helping them. And if anybody says that they don't have times of doubt, who's an entrepreneur, I would say that they're lying, because everybody has doubt. It's normal, you know, it's okay. And it's good to have doubt. It causes you to think hard and be creative and come back to the table and assess, and, you know, good things come out of the times that you have doubt. So, it's normal. I mean, we all have it. And you know what? You should be extremely proud. This job that you created for yourself is so rewarding. You know, I look at my own job, and that's kind of some of the motivation behind starting this podcast, is my full-time job that I have right now, I don't feel rewarded by it. I don't feel motivated by it. You know, I'm working for a large company, and it doesn't do anything for me. It just kind of, you know, pays the bills, and it's on paper what I should be doing. So I love that, you know, your job is rewarding, and that you actually can see these puppies, you know, transforming, and it's bettering their lives. It's bettering their owners' lives. And I just think that that's so cool that, you know, you're doing this. And one question I have for you is, have you always had the idea that you would love to become an entrepreneur, or did you kind of, you know, you never thought that that was even something that was possible? You know, where did this entrepreneurial spirit come from?
I've always kind of gone against the grain, just against the norm. I have the ability to take orders. I was in the Marine Corps for a couple of years before I was medically discharged. So, you know, structure, chain of command, you know, that whole hierarchy system, I can do that. But the more that I went through my career before starting my business, the more I started to challenge authority, and in all honesty, the people that were supposed to be leaders in my career field weren't good leaders. They were more almost dictators instead, you know, do as I say, not as I do, do it right now. And they didn't lead by example. And I took a huge issue with that. And whenever I stood up for myself and my beliefs and, you know, tried to change stuff for the better within my positions and whatnot, I would come to major, major heads with my supervisor. And, you know, it just wasn't working for me. And I had a couple friends that are successful entrepreneurs, and one of them is very successful in the internet marketing field. And I was listening to him and talking with him and picking his brain every chance that I had. And ultimately it's just like, okay, you know, maybe I can do this. And when I came up with the idea for Constellation Canine, you know, it just made sense. And I love being my own boss. I love the freedom that it gives me. I love the ability to spend more time with my family and just more time doing stuff that I enjoy. You know, even with the dog training, I mean, they say that if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And I fully believe that, especially doing this job, because it is so very rewarding. It's challenging, but it is rewarding. And, you know, that whole entrepreneurial aspect, I never really thought about it when I was younger, but as I got older, it just made more sense to me. And, you know, now I don't think I could ever work for somebody else again. You know, that's just the reality of it.
Yep. I totally get that. And I mean, even for me, I'm still, of course, working my full-time job, but even working from home now with COVID, I can never see myself going back into the office. And every single day, I'm more and more getting just sick of having a boss and just sick of, you know, doing what others want me to do and living up to their expectations. So I get that. And I just love that, that you're able to spend more time with your family, that you have a great work-life balance. It's just, you love what you do. It's not a job. It's just a passion. So I think that's great that you're able to do that. And so another question I have for you is, how many customers do you have on a daily basis or a weekly basis? Is it always like, I have 6 dogs that I have to take care of this week, or is it always flexible and fluid? How does that look for you?
Right now it's pretty fluid. I'm only offering private one-on-one lessons at the moment. I'm getting ready to expand to take on day training and more board and trains, as well as, you know, group lessons, that sort of thing. So right now I have anywhere from 1 client per workday to at max 4 clients per workday. But I also have 2 dogs here at my home right now that they're here for training. They're here for boarding, but they're not actual board and train dogs. We recently had a wildfire in our area and I put a call to help out, take in some animals that were displaced. And that's how I ended up with these. They're actually our friend's dogs. But realistically, I mean, when I have dogs here in the home that I'm training, it's a 24/7 thing. So, you know, it's making sure that they integrate well with my dogs. It's making sure that they have manners and structure. With my clients, when I go to their homes, you know, I offer lessons that are an hour long, and then, you know, my clients get homework and whatnot, and I have working hours that they can reach me during for email support. And I have a client Facebook group that I run that's pretty successful. And, you know, it's just going to go up the more I take on. But realistically, I'm working about a 10-hour work week right now without taking into account the training that goes into having dogs in my home that aren't mine. So just with client dogs external, it's about, and with all of the other stuff that comes with the business, you know, the admin work, the social media updating, social media outreach, the marketing, all of that stuff, it's about 10 hours a week.
That's awesome. Going from 40 hours is the standard to 10 hours a week, and deciding when you want to work. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you. It's also pretty nice that, you know, I went from what I made in 1 month to what I could make in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And surpassing what I made in a month at my previous job that was well paying. And, you know, just to go from that to, hey, if I can do this, you know, every 2 weeks, then I could easily have well over $10,000 a month at this rate.
That's so awesome. And yeah, that's the thing that people don't realize is, yes, okay, so like at a 9-to-5 job, you're making this salary, but it's pretty much going to stay that way unless you get a promotion or you, I don't know, get a bonus or whatever it may be, you leave jobs and go to a new company. But being your own boss, like, you really impact how much you make, and you are truly, like, your success depends on yourself, nobody else. What you put into it is exactly what you're going to get out monetary-wise. So it's great that, you know, you're not only working 10 hours a week, which is, I'm sure, significantly less than what you were doing, but it's something that you're passionate about and you're making more money doing it. That's the dream. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
So one other question that I have for you is, you know, what advice would you give to listeners that they want to become their own boss? They want that dream life that you have right now, but they're just really worried about leaving their steady job. What advice would you have for them?
Honestly, the fact that I left my job right before the onset of a global pandemic and I was still able to be successful during a global pandemic, don't worry about your fears. If you want it bad enough, make it happen. Don't settle. If you can think it, you can achieve it. And you just have to be able to be disciplined enough and motivated enough to make it happen.
I totally agree with that. And something that resonates is, you know, don't settle. We only have one life to live. So live it, you know, how you want to live it. And just, yeah, don't settle. But okay, so one last question. I lied. I lied. We have one more. How can our listeners, you know, learn more about Constellation Canine and get in touch with you if they need some training for their own dogs?
Great question. So I have a Facebook page. It's just Constellation Canine right there on Facebook. And then you can also check out my website, which is www.constellationcanine.com. And that canine is spelled out C-A-N-I-N-E. So either way, and you can hit me up there, send me a message on Facebook or shoot me an email. I offer free consultation calls through the website. So just, you know, look me up and I'd be more than willing to help you and your pup get set up for stellar success.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brittany. I truly, truly appreciate your time today. It was really cool hearing about your story, and I hope you have, you know, nothing but the best with Constellation Canine. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It was a pleasure speaking with you and talking on this, and, you know, good luck with your podcast. And I really hope that, you know, people can learn something from this. So, you know, good on you for putting it out there, and I wish you the best in all of your endeavors.
Thanks so much. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, keep going.